Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Rely on the Lord by Tiffany Tobalt, read by Leah Martin. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. Isaiah 28:16. Jesus said these words that are still so true and powerful today. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Turn on the news, scroll through social media, and everything you see and hear absolutely confirms our Lord's words. Tribulation, hunger, wars, illness, family struggles, and more, the list is endless. Sadly, we often spend too much of our days worried and anxious, stressed, and ultimately worn out from all the things happening around us. We have this promise that we can remind ourselves of when our heart isn't at peace. God is still the ruler of the universe, and not one little tiny detail ever escapes his notice. Our Bible verse says that he has laid in Zion, in heaven, a cornerstone that's been tested and proven to be strong and true. In architecture, the cornerstone is extremely important, and the integrity of the entire building depends upon it. It's the first stone laid, one that's proven to be strong. All other stones in the building are built off it and depend on it for strength, stability, and endurance. The Lord has laid that proven cornerstone in our lives, in our faith. That cornerstone is Jesus. He's been tested and proven to be sure, to be strong. He bore all the weight of sin from the entire world on him as he died for us on the cross. He then rose again, defeating death for us. Jesus being our cornerstone means that as we align our lives and our hearts with him, that we'll be sanctified and stable. We can lean on him for our support, and we won't shift or fall. Trusting in the Lord to be your cornerstone as you walk through your days anxiety-free, even in the midst of all the stuff that life throws your way, is something that we can all seek the Lord for each and every day. The key to shedding anxiety is to commit to seeking the Lord every day, in every situation, in every moment. No matter what chaos is happening around us in the world, or the trials that you're personally encountering in your life, you can have peace in your heart. You can be free from panic and from the horrible grip of anxiety if your hope's in Jesus. Jesus has already overcome the world. He's come to bring you peace in the midst of problems. Look to Him, seek Him in prayer, and through studying the precious words in the Bible. The more we spend time with the Lord, the more that we'll find ourselves trusting Him more. Moment by moment and day by day, as we pursue more of Jesus, we'll find that our anxiety lessens, our peace increases, and our relationship with Him is richer. So don't allow one more day of peace and joy to be stolen from you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for the promises that You give us in the Word. Thank You for saying that I can have peace in my heart. Thank You that I can walk away from anxiety. Help me to keep my eyes on You in the midst of all my difficulties. Help me to trust You more each day. Thank You that You are my cornerstone, that as I lean on You and believe Your promises, that I can be strong in my faith. You are my God, and I will learn to rest on You today. Draw me close to You as I walk through all of these situations. In Your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.